didn't mean it.
Finish. Didn't mean it. It is all in vain. All that money, all in vain. Would a man do that? Would a man do that? Just tell a lie and lose all that? If he didn't want her, he wouldn't go as far as that. He would have divorced her before. So we say he's got a chazoka, that a man doesn't go to all that trouble to make a seudo, only to lose her, the next day to lose her. So the chazoka tells us that he is telling the truth. And we are taking the chazoka as what we call biru. This is a means to be mevarech. Two witnesses is a biru. It clarifies. A chazoka clarifies. So what we say is the chazoka proves to us that he is telling the truth. That she was, it was Pesach for Suach. And if it's Pesach for Suach, he loses her, and she's entitled only to 100 kasuah. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got the idea clear? Any questions on that? That is the basis of it all. Anything worrying you, David?
That's why everybody in my nation is crying.
You've got to learn it like that. That is a test, the last bit of the test. You've got, otherwise, he hasn't got the chazok of anyone to read to Susan Matsubi, he's not passing the Sim. Anyone to read to Susan Matsubi, he's not passing the Sim. He hasn't the Sim, he's got the Sim. It's only a must to have the Kasuba if he can't keep her. So this Gemara, we are learning that it's speaking only about H.S. Cohen and the Chusa Bibas Gimel Chonim V'Yomel. Right. All right? So you,
why didn't it say Bas Cohen? Why didn't it say it clearly?
It doesn't have to. You can ask the question, what do we need these midrashim for? Let the Chazal say what they mean, and that is all. The Rambam asks that question. But you need all this. Let them say exactly what they want to say. Why say it in the Midrash? Why say it in a roundabout way? Here's the Rambam for three reasons. He gives three reasons for it. But he gives the three reasons in all different places. One reason is, please don't misunderstand, I'm not applying this to any of us, I'm not applying it to you, I'm just dealing with the Rambam. He says, so that certain people shouldn't understand.
So what?
Certain people
shouldn't
understand. By the Rambam couldn't brook fools. He had no time for fools. Fools mustn't be able to understand. They mustn't understand what it is. The second reason is that everybody, number two, that everybody should be able to understand it according to his level. You're able to understand. Even a child can understand it according to his level. The third reason is, and this is the most important of the three reasons, the third reason is that you yourself should be able to understand. you must find out what they say. Because you only understand that which you yourself discover. What you are told, you never fully understand. As soon as a teacher has told you the whole thing and served the whole thing up to you in a platter, he has robbed you not only of the excitement of discovery, but he has robbed you of ever being able to understand properly yourself. That is gone. You'll never be able to understand properly yourself. You've missed it. That's the only way to answer. Why it should be like that, that is a separate subject. You've heard me speak about it at different times from different angles. Why it should be like that. The Rebbeinu Shleimer made it specially like that, created us specially in that way. And the whole Briel is built on that. But I can't go into that. The whole universe is built on that basis. Only that which you yourself understand. So what the Midrash is, it brings you right to the water. It takes you up onto the springboard. It brings you right to the edge of the springboard. And you say, but it's too cold, it's too cold. So what does the Midrash do? Go on, gives you a push. And in you go, now you've got it. That's what it does. That's what the Midrash does. But it's your own. Now it's your own. Well, that's the final body. That's what the Rambam says. The Gemara is written in a way that you always do. That's the way the Gemara is written. You get it. Of course it's like that. You're quite right. No answer. That's the way Chazal speaks. Now I want to tell you something. Know if I speak to you about the Gedolei Yisrael, and this is an era that doesn't exist anymore, this is gone. When I tell you about the Gedolei Yisrael, I always turn it over into my mind three times what I shouldn't tell. You won't believe it. We are so far from it that you won't believe it. You're not ready for it. When you learn and you see what Torah is, then I'll tell you more about it. Reb Chaim Ozer, who died in 1940, he died a natural death in 1940. Now this I heard from his nephew. Zichrono Livracha was a colleague of mine. We worked together for 16 years. We worked together. Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski was ambidextrous. Couldn't do a doubt, ambidextrous. But he could write with both hands at the same time.
Different things.
He could write two shuvas at the same time.
Two
responsa at the same time.
On different sides.
So he could write at the same time.
There is a historically, John Quincy Adams was also ambidextrous.
Yes.
And he was the only person in record who took his then written examinations, final examinations at Harvard, which were they were dictated to, and they would have to write a Latin translation and Greek translation. You did it simultaneously.
One
with both hands.
Yes. I'm very careful. I'm very careful to tell whom I tell these things. Aina magale elavitsui. It's a deep that you don't tell everybody everything. Aina magale elavitsui. And even the things that you tell the tzmui, you've got to be magale tefach umachase tepochayim. For every handbreadth that you uncover, you cover two handbreadths. Careful, must be careful not to, people don't understand it today. Now this was, I just want you to know something about Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski. And that was Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski. He was a Gaon. People don't know what a Gaon is. People don't know what a Gaon is. To such an extent, I was in front of Ijerish Yeshiva some years ago, and I was speaking to some of the young men there, and I said something over in the name of Ponavija Rock. I heard this from the Ponavija Rock. So one of the young men says, we come to him. How does it come to the Ponavija Rock to say a thing like that? I said, what exactly do you mean? He said, he's an administrator. I said, the Ponavija Rov's administration with him, it's a joke. He never takes it seriously. It's a joke with him. That you don't understand. That's a Gaon. That's a Gaon. The great administrator. A joke. That was the subject. In Johannesburg, a man told me what a great business mind he had. So I asked this man when I was speaking about the can I say what you told me? He said, yes, of course. I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say about it beforehand, so you mustn't be insulted. And I told him. And he understood it. He said, I welcome it. I want you to say it. I told him that a certain Bala boss in Johannesburg gave me an example of what a great business mind Ponavija Rov had. It was a joke with him. That's not what counted. That's not what counted. It's the same thing as saying Einstein was a great violinist. The gentleman in his life, and that was his subject. And to know what these people, who these people were, even in the Ponavija Rov's own yeshiva, that era had gone. Nidgewusst wie aufzuschätzen. There was no ability to assess or to evaluate. Gone, they couldn't see it. It had gone. That was Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski. Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski said about the Chofetz Chaim, by the way, everybody agreed that the Chofetz Chaim he really belonged to two generations earlier. Now there's only one other person that I know about that whom that was said, and that is about the Vilna Gaon. That he could have been amongst the Rishon. So that was understood. It could have been two generations earlier. So he flourished in the second half of the 19th century, 1860, 1870. So two generations earlier, it's a big period, it's a big jump. Reb Chaim Ozer Grudzinski said that this ability that Chofetz Chaim had, it's in his works. Everybody understands it according to his degree of understanding. Whether it is his Mishnah Brura, or his Biru Locha, or whether it is his Shmirat HaLoshon, or whether it is his Chofetz Chaim, or whether it is his Avas Chesed, whatever it is written in such a way a child can read it. He will understand it. A Gaon can read it. He understands it, but he understands it on his level. So you can see how great the Chofetz Chaim was, but I want you to realize how great Reb Chaim Ozer was, that he could see it. That is the greatness. So you've got two things really. How Torah is written. First of all, it's written in a way that you give it yourself, and the Rishonim are the ones who are great in that. The way a Rishon writes it. And the early Achronim are the ones who explain the Rishonim to us. Without the Achronim, today we couldn't understand that the Rishonim. It's only with the Achronim that we understand. That is what they do for us. But it's true. It's written in such a way, each one understands it according to his level. And it's written in such a way that by the time you finish with it, it's yours. You understand. You understand. That is the greatness. And Rashi, you can see that all along. The way Rashi does it. You understand the Gemara. Now we can just go on. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel. For Omer Pesach Tussor Tussoshi Be'emon Lassiva Kesubosa. If a person says Pesach Potsuach Motsosi, and it is and he is a Kohen, or he married a girl whose father received kiddushin for her when she was Bechusim Ibas Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echol, that means when he says Pesach Potsuach Motsosi, he's got to divorce her. He is believed to make her lose her kesuba to the extent of 100. That is, he reduces the kesuba by half. That is Shmuel's deal. Omar Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, my komashmalot, what is it that Shmuel teaches us? There's no chiddush. Tanino. We have learned what Shmuel says us. For Ochel Eitzel Chomov Yehuda Shelo Be'edim Eile Yochel Lidon Tainus Pesuvim Yivetim Yisyat anymore. We learned in the Mishnah, if a person in Yehuda, if one in a chosen in Yehuda, during the period between Kiddushin and the Suim, David Jochel, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If in Yehuda a choson between the period of Kiddushin and the Suim eats with his father-in-law, then he hasn't got a tainus basulim, he hasn't got a claim of basulim to say that he found that she wasn't a basula. Why? Because in Yehuda, at the time of Kiddushin, they used to give Yichud, and when they used to make Yichud between the Choson and the Kalo, and when they make Yichud between Choson and Kalo, of course, it creates an intimacy. And it is possible at the time of Yichud that there was a Bio. In fact, the possibility is so great that in Yehuda they used to make the Sheva Brochas at the time of Kiddushin also. That in case he had a Bio, it shouldn't be a Bio without making the Brochas beforehand. That is as far as they went in Yehuda. So, we say in Yehuda, if at the time of Nisui now, He comes and he says, I didn't find it to be a basulo. He is not believed. That is what it tells us. So the first thing we've got to understand is, the Mishnah says, in Yehudah he's not believed. What would be the position in Goli? Would he be believed or not? So we say that is the inference, that is the deduction. We say that in Goli he would be believed, in Yehuda is not believed, but in Goli he is believed. Yes?
I don't quite understand. I mean, is there a principle we're working on that what is not in Yehuda is in Goli, and what is in Goli is in? I mean, is this a general principle that we use?
Harry, if I say, next week there will not be a shiur on Sunday night. What you say that means that there is never going to be a shiur again on Sunday night. What does it mean? If I say next week there won't be a shiur on Sunday night, what does it mean?
Well, it means that there will be a shiur of other times.
But I didn't say so.
But I know that there'll be shiur other times.
How do you know? I said next week there won't be a shiur. How do you know there'll be a shiur other times? Because I said next week there won't, which means other times there won't be.
Okay.
Isn't that? If he says in Yehudo, he has no time as pursuing. That means other places he's got a time as pursuing. God has got a, that's an inference. Clear.
This is a strong inference.
Of course it's a very strong inference. You can't move it.
Okay.
In Yehuda, and it still gives the reason, because in Yehuda means Yachid anymore. So why? In Yehuda, when he comes at after the Su'in, and he comes to the Bez Din on Thursday morning, say, what's the matter? I didn't find the Su'in. I'm not surprised. Not surprised. That's what we say to him. The nation. Right. But it's in Yehuda that we say that. And the inference is in Goli we don't say that. So it means in Goli he is believed. Says the Gemara.
No.
What's that? Yes? Larry?
In Yehuda, even though there was Yehuda, was there still the expectation that there wouldn't be a Bia? Was the expectation that we're setting it up so there will be?
Larry, I understand very well the question you ask. Said it very well. Larry, if a thoroughly respectable gentleman and a thoroughly respectable lady go into a hotel and they take a room together, and they come out in the early hours of the morning, they come out together. And I say to them, what did you do all night?
Watching the results.
And they say, we played chess and we discussed Shakespeare. I believe that. And you don't. Now, why don't you? And you don't. Why don't you believe them? They are a thoroughly respectable gentleman and thoroughly respectable lady, and they spent a night together in their hotel, and they both played chess, and they both have read Shakespeare. What's impossible about it? I believe that you would probably say, was there a chaperone? No, nothing at all. So what do we need a chaperone for? Irrespectable. The Gemara agrees with you and not with me. The Gemara says, Aina putukus la rayas, and you. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, you're right. No, I'm wrong, the Gemara says. And who am I to argue against the Gemara? So I accept what the Gemara says. Have you got the story? Have you got the story? That is the story. Right. It's all it is. You see, you are less naive than I am. Right.
No, something went wrong somewhere.
So, have you got, you've got it clear now. So, therefore, in it's so plain it can't be simpler. Now, so in Yehudo he is believed. Why is he believed in Yehudo? Because we say there is proof that he is telling the truth. Because look what he has done to himself now. He says Pesach Pesuach Motzos, and now he's got a divorce and he hasn't got a wife. And this big extravaganza at the 20th century's plaza. That mere fact is that a biru that he's telling the truth. That he loses all that he's telling the truth. What do we expect? That he's telling a lie. He wants to get rid of her. So he says, Besa Pasua Potsosi, and I'm a coming and I can't have it. He wants a reason to get rid of her. And to lose all that a person has. So he is really telling the truth. Harry, have you got it?
I think so.
Yes. By now you shouldn't think so at all. Right. Says the Gemara. So in Golil he's got the timeless pursuit. Now, if in Golil he's got a timeless pursuing, there's only one of two possibilities. Either he says, I didn't find dumb, or he says, I didn't Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. So the Gemara says, if it's one of the two, let us try it out with Pesach Pesuach. First of all, says the Gemara, there can only be two possibilities. Why he says that he didn't find the suri. Either it is to make a rasura on him, or it is to make her lose the kesuba. So for what purpose does he mean the timeless pursuit? That we say in Yehudi he hasn't got a timeless pursuit. Ulamar. Ila Othrolov, if we'll say to make a rasura to him he's a kohen, and he says that to make a rasura to him is I didn't find the Sulim, and therefore she's a Sula to me. And we say, in Yehudo he's not believed. Yehudo, amai lo? In the Yehudo, why shouldn't he be believed? On the principle of Shav Yelechat Ichod Yisuro, he would be believed. Even in Yehudo. What do we say to him? We say to him, we know what happened. You yourself had the deal. He said, look here. I say I didn't have the deal. I'm not foolish. You might have forgotten. I didn't forget. I'm not mad. I know I didn't have a deal. I say she's Pesach Pesuach. We say, for yourself you are believed. But that's even in Yehuda. So it can't be speaking, that Mishnah can't be speaking about to make a prohibitor to him. So there's only one thing left. Then what to be Masi de Kesuba? Avromo is getting it a little bit. But to be Masi de Kesuba, Ero Ulamai, for what reason does he need a time as pursuing? Ila Uthrolov, if you make a rasura to him, be a Yehuda or Milo. In Yehuda, why shouldn't he believe? Elo love, surely, because of Shavya Lechatich of Yisuda. Elo love, but surely love, Sira Kesuboso. He wants to be Mapsid her Kesuba. Udaka Toin Tainomai. Now, what Taina does he Taina? He can only Taina double. He can Taina Pesach Pesuach. Let us take Pesach Pesuach as his Taina. Because from before already we said that he Taina Pesach Pesuach. Let's say that his Taina is Pesach Pesuach. Why do we say that he should Taina Pesach Pesuach Motsosi? Because before we said that the whole idea, if it would be a question of dam, that our Mishnah wouldn't be speaking about a question of dam, because dam he wouldn't have to get married on a Wednesday. You remember we discussed that in the Tosfos. For dam he wouldn't have to get married on a Wednesday. It's much more preferable that he should get married on Thursday. If he gets married on Thursday, then the first year is on Thursday night. And on Friday, belongs to Friday, and Friday Hashem said, Plu, Ulbu, Umilu is the Orez, Uradu, all that, he's got the Brocha. We say, no, we would like to make it Thursday night. But if he waits, he has it on Thursday, the first be on Thursday night, and if he finds that they aren't pursuing, till Monday is too long. She will talk him out of it. The Tosfos said, dumb she won't talk him out of it. He's infuriated. He's so certain. What do you say? You know there was dumb. You can't tell him that. But if he says, Pesach Pesuach Motsosi, he can say, but he imagined it, you know. He's imagined it, or wasn't. I know it was Pesach no. So that is why we said that whole case is speaking about Pesach Pesuach Motsosi. That is what the Tosfos says. It's not strong, but the Gemara takes it that Pesach Pesuach is the time. Right. So he says, just his take, it's not a strong case. It's not smart, but it's not strong. Just let us finish this. So the point, a main point is, so when he says in Goliel, in Yehudo, if he were to come and say, Pesach Pesuach Motsosi, at the time of Nisui, we say we don't believe you. We believe you, at least I'm sorry, we believe you Pesach Pesuach Motsosi. But we're not surprised about it. Because you were the one that caused it. You were Mishyachidim, or you were the one that caused it. Fine. We don't believe him, we haven't got a time. But in Goliel, the guilt is, the inference is, in Goliel he has got the time. Because in Goliel we can't say to him, we're not surprised, you yourself did it. Can't say to him. Therefore, in Goliel he is believed to be Mafsid Herkesuv. That is the way we make the deal. Answers the Gemara, no. Lo de Kotoin Tainus Domi. That Mishnah, I can say, it's not conclusive to say that it's Pesach Pesuach. I can say it's a Tainus Domi. So, if a person eats with his father-in-law in Yehuda, below Eidim, for a whole year, and at the time of Kiddushin there was Yichud, and then at the afternoon of Suin he says, I didn't find dumb, he is not believed. Pesach Pesuach is certainly not believed. Because Pesach Pesuach is a weaker Taina than dumb. Have you? I hope you've got that point. Pesach Pesuach is a weaker Taina than dumb. So Pesach Pesuach is certainly not believed. But the Mishnah says even dumb he is not believed. Now, make your inference. In Yehudo, if he comes along and he wants to have a Tainus Besulim, what is the Tainus Besulim? I didn't find any dam. He hasn't got it. He's not believed. So the inference is, in Goliath, if he's got a Tainus dam, he is believed. But only for a Tainus dam, for a strong Tainus. But for a weaker Tainus, from Pesach Pesuach, he's not believed. So, although Yes?
He's not believed in God, even for Pesach.
For Pesach, for Pesach, for Pesach, not. For Dami would be believed in God. That's the inference.
Yes.
For Dami would be believed in God.
It's the inference from the Mishnah.
From the inference on the Mishnah. It's an inference on the Mishnah. If we learn the Mishnah as it's especially speaking about Dham, then the inference must also be Dham.
So that
even if he had Yichud with her,
he had Yichud with her, of course. So that is, in Gol he hasn't got Yichud with her. In Yehud he's got Yichud with her, that's why he's not believed.
For Dham either.
No, of course not.
Okay.
Nothing at all. But we're speaking about Dham. Pesach Pesuch is certainly not believed, even for Dham he's not believed.
We're only talking about Galil now, where he's.
Therefore, the inference, your inference has got to be on Dham.
Right.
So the inference is in Dham, in Galil, he is believed. But Pesach Pesuch not. So what we say is that Chazoka in Odom Teorech Bisa'udu Umaf Sido is a very good Chazoka when it goes with a Taina of Vardos, where he's body, where he's certain. Where is he certain? 100% certain. He said, I didn't find any doubt. And Rashi says, if he's speaking about a case where we are absolutely satisfied that there was no doubt. Rashi says, where there were Kishbinim, where there were Unterfeerers, and there were Unterfeerers for the girl, and there were Unterfeerers for the man, and we are satisfied that he didn't do anything, there was no deception on his part, to make her lose them, to hide the muffle, or to change the muffle, change the sheet. We are perfectly satisfied that, so, and there is no dumb. That is a kind of mevuleros. It's clarified, it's been verified and clarified that she wasn't a basura. No dumb, she's not a basura. And together with that, he's got a chazok of Ein Odom Teoreach Bisegud Umaf Sido. That is fine. That we can understand. That is all we can infer from the Mishnah. But to infer from the Mishnah that Pesach Posuach plus the chazoko, where the Vardos, how do you say it, the clarification and the verification is only 98%, it's not 100%, because it's possible that he made a mistake. It's possible that it was no hood. It was closed. He thought it was open. It was wider than usual. It can happen. So it's only 98%. 98% plus the chazok is not strong enough. So let us say we need 150 points. So the chazok supplies us with 100 points, and the taina, the plea, supplies us with 50 points. 50 points, and then we get our 150 points. That is, if he says I didn't find dumb, and the Shushbinim say his interferers and her interferers, they say, we are satisfied, this is the sheet, we are satisfied that there wasn't any dump. That is 50. 100 plus 50, you've got your full points, 150 points. But to say Pesach Pesuach Matzosi is only 46 points. And the Chazoka, anyone to react to Sundumat, is 100 points. 146 falls short. That to make a loser Kasuba, to make a lose that money, that's not strong. That is a piece of the world. Just wanted to go a little bit further, and then I've got to come back and tell you something else about this little piece of the world, because you are ready for it. Now I can go a little bit further. Says the Gemara, what's the trouble? Is David, you want to ask? Says the Gemara, Itmer, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Now when we learn Itmer, we mustn't forget what Rashi has done here with us. He, without this Rashi, you see, the whole thing, we got stuck right at the beginning.
why should he be believed to make a loser kasuba? Shmuel says he's believed to make a loser. On what grounds? Just because he says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, it's bad enough that she becomes a sooner to him. That's bad enough. But then it's because Shavi Alecha Tichod Yisuro. But the kasuba, she's to make a loser, she's got a document that this belongs to her, then she's entitled to it. So no, he says Pesach Pesuach. We wouldn't be able to sleep. One night we wouldn't be able to sleep. Next day we go through the Gemara again. We can't understand. Another night we can't sleep. How many nights can you go through without sleep? Says Rashi, I'll help you. I know what happens in the Gemara. So he tells us the way it works is Chazoka in Odom Terech Bisudo Mapsido. He's got, that's what the, that's what Shmuel works on. Now we can go further. But now we are going into the laboratory from where Rashi got it. It may we have learned. Yes, I'm sorry, Mark, I should have allowed you to say what you've got to say earlier. Okay,
well, this is not that question, so I hope this isn't getting off the track. But at one time, people learned Gemara without Rashi. At least Rashi certainly did. And, I mean. And when people came to this part of the Gemara, I mean, there was some time when they certainly learned Ketubah first. Did they just have their teacher explain it?
You're absolutely right.
So I
told people at the Shir in San Jose today. When I was a young man and I was in Jerusalem, they wanted me to go and see the Belleville Consolidation. Can't get. His son asked me, why didn't you see my father? His son, I'm on a very, very close basis with his son. He said, why didn't you get your father? I said, you should be able to understand. I just couldn't. Why not? To be in that presence, that holiness, I couldn't be. I just felt I couldn't stand. Just a few things about my uncle. I told you that only once did I see my uncle in front of a Gemara without jacket, tie. Only once. There was a heat wave in London and they said they'd never experienced a heat wave like that. And he was out in the garden and he was learning and he had his jacket off and he was sitting at the, that's the only time I ever saw him. But there was something else. Whenever my uncle came in, and he couldn't, it was when he was 75 years old, he was never away from his learning. Never away. From 75 to 93, he was never away from his learning. He was cool at him. But many other times, he was in the yeshiva, he had to attend to things, When he was away and he came back to the Gemara, he came back to his down, and then he sat for about 2 minutes, and then he started. I always thought that those 2 minutes were to compose himself. It was only years afterwards when I saw what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in his Nefesh HaChaim, in the fourth chapter of the fourth child of the Nefesh HaChaim, then I understood what he was doing at that time. Then I understood what he was doing. He was sitting down and he was being saying a vidui for anything wrong he might have done when he was away from the Gemara. so that it comes clean to the Gemara. Ask forgiveness for Hashem. To come to the Gemara, to come to the Gemara and not be clean, that couldn't do that. Gemara, it's about Hashem, what it means. This is Hashem. Couldn't do that. Sometimes I get up early in the morning, I say my Birkas HaTorah, and I sit down and learn. I'm in my pajamas. I couldn't be in that presence. You can't be in that presence. That is all gone. How do they do it today? Do today, take off your jacket, take off your tie, sit down, build up, and sit down to the Gemara. This is Hashem's word. And Shibisi Hashem the Nebbi Somi, that is, Hashem is here in front of us always, as the first paragraph in the Shulchan Aruch. Hashem is here, especially when you're learning Gemara. How do you come before me? How do you come before me? My uncle's teacher insisted that those who didn't pronounce words correctly insisted that they take elocution lessons. Elocution, that means the art of speaking. Articulating, pronouncing correctly. Take lessons in elocution. This was a goal. That's what he insisted from his Talmidim. Why? You know, there was a man, a little Jewish boy in Liverpool. His name was Henry Cope. How did he come to Liverpool? His parents were going to America. From Europe to America, you took a ship from Europe and you went from Danzig or Gdynia or Memel, you took a ship and you went to Liverpool. And in Liverpool, there was a liner that took you across to
New York.
When his parents came to Liverpool, they couldn't raise enough money to pay for the passage for themselves and the children to go to New York or to Baltimore here. So they stayed in Liverpool. A little Jewish boy. Cockney accent, he said. There's only one thing that's worse than a Cockney accent, and that's a Liverpudlian accent. His parents should have sent him to the yeshiva. Didn't. There wasn't a yeshiva. Send him to school, try and make something. He was brilliant. A man who's no longer alive, Henry Cohen isn't alive anymore. A man who is no longer alive, Henry Cohen became a physician. A man who is no longer alive was also a physician, told me about Henry Cohen. Studied together with him. He said he was away studying else, and then they met again after 2 years. And Henry Cohen was speaking Oxford English. He said, Henry, what happened to you? He said, well, you know, I'm going to be a great physician. I might be called to the presence of the king. I can't speak with this accent there. I took lessons, I took elocution, and I did exactly the same that the master's doing his day. I went down to the sea, Liverpool is on the sea, I went down to the sea with pebbles in my mouth, and I practiced, and I had my lessons, and I practiced, and I broke through. I can speak English now. Henry Cohen became Lord Cohen. He became the king's physician. He still wasn't anything wanted again. They called Henry Cohen. It was true. He did have tea with the king. Not only did he have tea with the king, he had dinner with the king. And not only did he have dinner with the king, he was the only one who had dinner with the king in the king's bedroom, not in the lounge. In the king's bedroom. Henry Cohen. Now, you know these, what these people were. When my, there are tapes of my uncle's Tehillim. How he says Tehillim. I've asked many people, what do you find about the Tehillim? They tell me, they find a lot about it. Says the Tehillim. Nobody has said to me, not one has said to me, how he pronounces the words. He never slurred over a word. It's not the only one. Not the only one. Never slurred over a word. If Henry Cohen before the King of England, then Reb Elia before the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the Supreme King of Kings, of course he would do it. No question. Reb Simcha Zisel insisted if he found that any of his Talmidim were not up to mistake elocutionism. Get that right. Learn how to speak correctly. Pronounce, articulate, phrase, intonate. Speech mustn't be monotonous. Before Rashi, they could do that. It was all that came down. Father to son. You know, I feel I've got to tell you these things that you should know what is yours. Give me that seat. You should know what is yours. What? You go to the Chofetz, go to the Chofetz Chaim. Take up Tosafot, the way the Chofetz Chaim explains something. I saw this the other day. The Velvel Brisker, I tell you what Chaim Oze said about the Chofetz Chaim. The Velvel Brisker, I saw this in the same place. The Brisker, this I didn't hear from others, this I read. But I read in a very reliable source. Rebelbel Brisker, and I can understand it very well, said about the Chofetz Chaim, his writings about the Chofetz Chaim, he says, there is nothing in the Chofetz Chaim that you can say, well, this is better than that. This is better than that. Wherever you turn to the Chofetz Chaim, it's the same standard. The writing is the same standard. The contents is the same standard. Now, I'm going to tell you something that surprises. I was not so much moved by the fact that the Chofetz Chaim standard is the same throughout whatever you wrote, as I am that the devil should have noticed that. That is the thing that surprises me. How many times have I gone to the Chofetz Chaim? It never struck me. That's the difference between a Gaon and an ordinary person. The devil, he could see it. The devil could see it. Chofetz Chaim, I'm just talking about the Chofetz Chaim here. I just want to say, now you must know, this is all gone. This is all gone.
just want to say something now. This shook me. I saw this before dinner one evening. I couldn't eat dinner. For 7 hours afterwards, I couldn't eat dinner. Just listen to this. There's an old Shiloh that we are worried about. Everybody's worried about. David, I asked you a question, a very personal question, diving down. You didn't resent it, did you?
No, of course.
Okay. This is a Shiloh that we all struggle with. This. The Rambam says, that the Bnei Yisrael didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles. And the Rambam plays it down a little bit. Sha'amami na'pi wa'osis yesh belibo dofi. Because if a person believes in a person in the miracles, there is always a hesitation. There's a reservation. About a miracle, there's always a reservation. Moses knew when the... I'm using the word Moses because about Moshe, I wouldn't say. Moses knew when the wind blew and when the waters were shallow, and he took the children of Israel across there at that particular time. Moses. You could always room over for a hesitation. The reason that there's always room over for hesitation belongs to the same subject that I tell you what the Rambam says, that the Torah is written in such a way that you can capture the thought yourself. But I can't get into that now. It's a long shmuz. He says there's always a reservation. He says all the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did, he did it because of necessity. He didn't do it in order to demonstrate his powers. He didn't walk from Long Beach to Catalina to show that you must believe in me, I walk over the water. Didn't do that. When he did whatever he did, it is because of necessity. It was necessary. They stood there. They are at the Red Sea. They are hemmed in with mountains. The sea's in front of them, and the Egyptians are pursuing them. What else can he do? He had to divide. So it was a necessity. He didn't do it to demonstrate what a great man he was, that he had divine powers. He didn't do it for that reason. He said they saw all that, and yet there was always some reservation. And that there was a reservation is good. That is the way Hashem created us. It's good that there was a reservation. If there wasn't a reservation, it would have been bad. But one day I'll speak to you at length about that subject. I spoke a little bit about it at your place. When did they believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? B'mamad Har Sinai. When they stood at Har Sinai, then they believed. Why? She'einenu ro'u v'lo zor, ve'ozneinu shomu. We had an audio visual experience. No doubt. Our eyes heard, and our eyes saw, and our ears heard. For Eish v'akolus v'alayvipidim, all the thunder and the lightning, v'hu nigash Eliyahu Rofel, and Moses draws near into the darkest part, kol meidaber Elov, v'onu shomim, and a voice speaks, and we hear the voice, Moshe, Moshe, lech emor lohem kach v'chach, Moshe, go, and you speak to the Bnei Yisroel, so and so.
V'cheinu omer poni v'poni diber Hashem imachem. Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face, and 600,000 mature, healthy, sober, intelligent men hear it, and their wives, and their sons and daughters, and their parents, and their grandparents, and they not counted in the 600,000. They all hear this, and they all see it. And the first two of the Seiros Adibos of the Ten Commandments, the first two, they hear every word, and it's inherent in it, because the first two are first and second person. It's only afterwards that the third person comes in. First and second person. They hear every word, and they understand everything. No doubt whatsoever. That is the meaning of Mahamad Harsina. The Ne'emad, Lo Etavaseinu Korat Hashem Et HaBrit Hazeh, is not only with our fathers. And from where do we know that it's only Mamad Har Sinai that was conclusive? Until then there was always a reservation, but at Mamad Har Sinai it was conclusive. Shenemar Hinei Onochi Bo'edecha Bo'ovei Anud Ba'avur Yishmahu Om V'Dabri Imecho V'Gam V'Cho Yaminu Le'olam, where Hashem says the people will hear me speaking to you, and then they will believe in you forever. Very good. So now we know that the people who stood at Mama Har Sinai had no hesitation at all. What's about us? And this is the basis for it. And now we know that Mamad Har Sinai is true. No question about it. No question about Torah Minashamaya. No question about it. Michael, have you got it here? Because this is it's a sore point, you see. But what about us? We didn't stand there. What proof have we got? In fact, the Rambam is making it's reducing our obligation even. What proof have we got? So, some people say the Torah isn't Minashamaya. Believe it or not, they say that there are people in Los Angeles who say a chastity such as that. What do you say? The Kuzari deals with it. And the Kuzari, you see, has been handed down from generation to generation. What? I it's been handed down from father to son. It's not enough to say that our deposits were there. It was handed down from father to son, from teacher to disciple, it's handed down. It's a long task. The Kuzari speaks about it, but the Kuzari is a Rishon. And it's very I never understood the Rishon. I never understood the Kuzari. But I had faith that one day I'd find an Achron that would explain the Kuzari. I never understood the Kuzari. So hand it down. Is that the proof? Perhaps they didn't hand it down properly. This is what the Chofetz Chaim does. And when I saw this, and every morning when I say it, I'm a chavim it in my beginnings. It says, Emes b'yad tzibun ochun v'kayom v'yoshor. I can't go through every one of these. Each one means nothing. It's true, and it is established, and it is correct, and it is everlasting, and it is right, and it is faithful. Everything that it says before you. Tosfos says it's speaking about the Torah and about the Shema. Everything is right. Very good.
al avelseinu ve'oleinu al boneinu ve'al deruseinu ve'al kol deruz dere Yisrael avodecho. The last sentence in that paragraph. What does it mean? And this is this. Our fathers, it's on our fathers, this belief that it's all true. Our fathers and us, we believe it's all true. And our children and all generations for unto as long as they will be Jews, the Kol Doros and all the generations of the seed of Israel your servants, they will, we believe it, and they will also believe, always believe. Says the Chofetz Chaim, from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, this was handed over. Every father gave it over to his son, to his daughter. Every parent taught it to their children. This is where we sit. Can you imagine going through an audio-visual experience like Mahmoud Har Sinai? Can you imagine a father not telling his son about it? I do everything I possibly can to tell you something of the period until 1940, because I'm dead scared that you won't have it. So something that you should have of that period, you should know something about it. Since every father hands over to the son. Now comes the fourth. Says the Chofetz Chaim, and since Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah, there can't be Derech Eretz before Torah. So first comes Derech Eretz. That must be. So where there is Torah, there must be Derech Eretz. Otherwise, it's not Torah. Torah with Derech Eretz, without Derech Eretz, is a Tama Moves. It's poison. Also, with Derech Eretz. Oh, that's wonderful thing. Don't think that you get Derech Eretz from Torah. From Torah, Derech Eretz deepens, but you don't get Derech Eretz from Torah. Derech Eretz you've got to have before you come to Torah. Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, since Derech, George, are you with me?
Absolutely.
Fine. Since I can see you with me, but you've got no idea what affirmation means. Says the Chofetz Chaim, since Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah, and it's a Derech Eretz for children to accept, to listen to, and accept that what their people, what their parents tell them. That's a Derech Eretz. And that comes before Torah. He says, so when the parents told it to their children, the children listened to it, that's their heritage. And the children accepted it. That is the proof that we've got it till today. Now I understand the proof. That's what the proof means. But what does it rest on? On what does it rest? Rest on their heritage. That's what it rests. That's where the Chofetz Chaim is. Motherlick. And of course the Rambam, as I've gone through with this before, that he works out from Moshe Rabbeinu, he works out right, he works out from the year 1276 before the Common Era, right unto 500 of the Common Era. Works out how the Torah is. Everyone, no, we know it clear until 500. From 500 till the Rambam days is no difficulty. We know. We know who was the teacher of the Rambam, we know who was the teacher of his teacher, we know the teacher of the teacher of his teacher of his teacher. We know all that. It's no difficulty. And from the Rambam, we've got a pretty good idea. So we've even got how it's come down. Right until the truth. Right under 500 of the Common Era. That was the Chofetz Chaim. It is that is Derech Eretz. That the child listens to his parents, Derech Eretz. now, I'm speaking in California. Do you think I can say that outside these walls? They're not. Listen to my parents. What does my old man know? What does he know? Listen to him. Nothing. If there is not here an heretic, there can't be any terror. That's what causes it. That's the mission. Without here an heretic, there can't be terror. That is how we know it's true. Now, it's possible that if some of us have got parents, we'd be jealous. In fact, we might have parents who themselves didn't believe in it. I am told that here in America, you know, I do the most strange things in America. A woman was telling me Shabbos after a shiur on Shabbos morning. She was telling me who her parents were, her better parents. She told me who her parents were. On Pesach, they see that they are in Alaska. So I said, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, China. She told me how she was brought up. You can't believe how goyish. This woman today is a woman that keeps Shabbos, that she keeps kashrus, and she keeps Sairas Amishkofa. She doesn't cover her head. And I'm so pleased about it. She's now only started covering her head in shul. Why am I so pleased about it? I don't like these emotional upheavals that come and go. Don't like it. That is where she is now. So what do you think the parents told her about my Mahmoud Har Sinai? But she tells me that her grandparents were already like that. She said her great grandfather was the first bar mitzvah. Is there a town called Georgia in America? In the state of Georgia, her great grandfather was a first bar mitzvah there. I said, and after that, did he go to the same shul or did he go to a different shul after that? He said he didn't ever go to a shul again after that. That's a great grandfather. But the interesting thing is, there's nothing around the Mishnah tradition. It's pure. All real Jewish, there's nothing, no non-Jewish blood here. Everything is pure. She did it. How's she going to get it? Derech Eretz she's gone. Derech Eretz she had before she started. If she didn't have a derech eretz, she would never have got anywhere. She gets it from those who have got that tradition. That's what she is. And she gives it over to her children. And that is the remarkable thing, that when we can recapture some of all that, we can still recapture. That is the remarkable thing. We can still recapture, but it always comes back to that. There's always the remnant, there's always the She'elis Yisrael, that was pure that went right down. Are you surprised that I'm dead scared? I was dead scared to be in the Belvis presence. Met somebody who said to me, I'll go in. You can go in, it won't do you any harm.
Right.
Won't do you any harm. He said, why not? I mean, when I go into my wife's kitchen and she watches me, I say, I know which is the flesh, which is the milchik. And I take out, and now she says, not that night. I say, why not? She said, you want to sharpen the pencil, because I said, yes. She said, not that night. You take a kitchen knife. I said, what's the difference? It's a knife. She said, if you take that knife, you'll spoil its edge. I said, I'll spoil the edge of the kitchen knife. She said, you can't spoil the edge of the kitchen knife. It's so rough it won't make any impression on it. You take that knife, you can't do it any harm. So of course it won't do you any harm. You go. Enjoy yourself. Won't do you any harm. Got to know what it's all about. Know what terror is all about. That is what we get. Rashi did this because he saw that they were going to be lost. And without Rashi, all we would have had would have been this. He knows it. A body without a self. All we would have had. Body without a self. If that. Probably be a body in decomposition without a self. You follow me? Rashi came along just to save the day. In Rashi's day, it might not have been necessary. In fact, I'm certain it was. He could see already what was happening. The Rambam writes about it. He said, look, all the trouble that Jews have got to go through. And we speak about a Holocaust. People speak about the Holocaust. They don't know what happened before. The Spanish Inquisition. The Crusades. What happened there? All that the Jews have got to go through, on the run always. As soon as they make a living with something, they put taxes on them and take everything away. What Jews have got to go through, have to do this to save. In the same way they wrote down the Gemara, to save the day. Because that was a period when things were going down rapidly already. Roman period, after that, Babylon, Babel rose after that, after the Mishnah. Things were going down rapidly. Did it to say? Itva says the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Mishu Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar. Chachomim, Sipu Lohem, Nidmos Yisro, Evi Besula, Vosayim, Gula Lamon, Amonim. That the Chachomim were Mesakin for the Benos Yisroel for a Besula 200 and for an Almona 100. It doesn't mean only an Almona, it means a Be'ula, a Grusha or a Be'ula also got 100. And they believed him. If he should say so, they've got the right to do it, since it is their Tekona. They've got the right to come along and say, we introduce it, we enact it, and we say that these are the regulations that govern it, the sub-laws, the by-laws, the regulations, these are, and they said, if a person comes along, a man comes along and he says, ask the Gemara, im kei mahu ili kachomi b'takanto, if they made it so easy. So what is the good of the Takona? What is the good to make it a Takona? Jews, they could have given advice. Because if a person doesn't want it, he'll get out of it. Omar Robo said, Robo, no. It's Chazoko in order to Reach Bisa'udu Mafsido. What it means is it's a Chazoko that a person isn't a Reach Bisa'udu Mafsido. That a person won't do. That is why the Chachomim believe. And it is on that that Tosfos says, and we have got to assume then that he's speaking only about Ashes Kohen and the Chusim about Gimosh Shonim, where he loses her. And since he loses her, then it means that the Vesuvis of no avail. Just let me do this out of the piece. Tana says, the Gemara Tana, we've learned in the Baraita, Holy Luknas Chachomim Hu, No Sikva Enomina Ziburis. If since it is a Knas Chachomim, that is a Chachomim imposed it upon him, then she takes it only from third grade. First grade is called Ilis, second grade is called Beinonis, the in-between, third grade is called Ziburis. If, for example, there is no money in the estate, then she takes from kind, she takes from produce, and she takes third grade of the produce. Ask the Gemara Knosso, it's a Knas, my Knosso? What kind of a fine is this? What did he do wrong that it's necessary to impose a fine? Elo Emo that say, how do the Tekonos Chachomim Hu? Since it's the Tekonos Chachomim, it's not from the Torah, but it is something that the Chachomim imposed. It is like a fine, and I'll explain it to you immediately. Since it's like a fine, therefore the law is that a fine comes only from Siburis. And yeah, also Lo Tikva Elo Min HaZiburis. And I was asked, what is the Havah meaning even of the Gemara? That it should be a fine. Why did the Chachomim institute, we're going to find that there's a big discussion in the Gemara, in the Tosfos, whether a Kesuvah is from the Torah or if it's from the Rabbon. But the Gemara here of Nachman takes it, that it is Midrabon. Larry, have you got the idea? That it is, Yaakov, are you quite happy? That it is Midrabon. What is it? Why did the Rabbonim do? Shelo tehei isho kalo ve'eino. That a woman shouldn't be light in the eyes of her husband. Should be easy. Should be easy. Gets rid of her. Easy. So in order that she shouldn't be light in his eyes, they instituted the kesuvah. What is the idea of knas? Interesting thing. When a man has an association, a casual association with a woman, the man enjoys himself, has a jolly good time. The woman is a reservation about it. What's going to happen to me? The man doesn't think what's going to happen to me. The woman thinks what is going to happen to me. Might be to a child. What's going to happen to me? As soon as the woman thinks what is going to happen to me at the time of the association, then it means it is not on the part of both of them, it's not an act of love. It's not a love act. If it's not a love act, it's loose. It's loose. So it might not be 100%. It might not even be 10% loose. It might only be 0.25% loose. But it's not clean. But that's not clean. Who is the cause of it not being clean? She lives in fear, even if he marries her. Look how easy he can get rid of her. She might be left with a child. He leaves her, he goes. He doesn't have to look after the child. She's got to nurse him. Who's responsible for it? He is. So the Gemara says, make it a collar, that he can't do that. And then give her a sense of security. So we give him, so the Havamini of the Gemara was, in some way this is a sort of punishment for him. He must be responsible for giving sense of security. So the Gemara says, he hasn't done anything wrong. Says Gemara, well, it isn't actually wrong, but it's a tekonas chachot. But the Havamini is a tekonas. Have you got the idea? This is Hawil Knasu. Mark, have you got the idea? You don't understand.
I'm not sure if it's Knas. Well, Knas, is it more like compensation?
No,
than
it's not compensation.
No,
it's a kind of a penalty we put on it. We put a penalty on him. Look here. If you want to, she's got to feel secure. How does she feel secure? He can't just get rid of her. If he wants to get rid of her, he'll think twice of getting rid of her. He'll think five times before getting rid of her. And if he does, even after five times thinking, she goes out with him. She's not on the street.
Isn't the idea of Canasto, at least in other places, that it's for doing something wrong?
Well, what I'm saying is, it might be a quarter of a percent wrong that he does. He is responsible for her having a sense of lack of security. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell you a lot of things to. I want you to know it. And I can't tell everybody. And I'm sure you won't know it to everybody. But this is something that is necessary to know. I've been struggling with this cruiserweight 40 years. I remember when I first saw it and I didn't understand. See, that is the proof of Torah min HaShemayim, because parents give it over to their children. That's the proof. Torah min HaShemayim. Chofetz Chaim doesn't say it on the Kuzma. It's the way he learns it. That's the way he understands it. Parents will listen to their children. Children will listen and do this and do accept. That's their parents. And we're speaking about Torah. If it's speaking where there is no Torah, it doesn't matter. If it's speaking where there is no dear parents, of course, then the whole thing falls flat. So the preservation of the Torah through all these years have been where there's been diligence. And then, that's where it's been preserved. So we are thankful to those people who've been able to do their inheritance from it. And then you get them. Now the Kusa is here. That's right. Yes.
Because
of Torah, does Eretz exist? No. Saying that's the opposite. That's because Eretz exists, we've got a chance of knowing that there's Torah in the Eretz. I heard it from my father. I had no doubt that my father was telling me the truth. I said, from where did you hear it, father? I heard it from my father. And my father heard it from his father. I had no doubt that he was telling me the truth. And I would have no doubt that his father told him the truth. Why didn't I doubt my father? Because I had never heard. Had I been born in California, of which there was no chance, but there was a chance that I could be born on the East Coast. But had I been born in California, I would probably not have believed that. No worry. Well, see, I don't believe it. That is their approach. If you don't understand it, next week I'll be here a longer time. We can discuss it. Would you? David McKean,
Governor.
Oh, but just one moment. Next week, Michael, I don't think you were here. Were you here? Oh, yes, you were here when I discussed it. Next week. I'm smiling because I've got a gate in order to take you, kill you, and untruth. I was going to tell you, I'll make a special trip, I'll come in, I'll spend Shabbos here in order that we should be able to learn on Sunday morning instead of Sunday night. It's a fast day, we can't learn on Sunday night. But the truth is that I'll be spending Shabbos here in any event.
So you'll be spending Shabbos in
not in this area, but I will be, I'll be here in any event. So since I'm here for Shabbos, I would like to learn after davening so we can daven. What time would we daven?
8 o'clock.
Don't make it too early.
Eight thirty. 8:30.
What's wrong with 8 o'clock?
It's too early.
So far, I'd like to put a vote in for later because I've got cross-drive.
Nine o'clock is too late.
8:30.
It's the only question is between quarter past eight and half past eight. That's all.
Well, then let's be extravagant. Say half past eight.
Is that all right for everybody?
Yeah. Yes, Rabbi Lapp, and then we will daven and we'll begin learning at
immediately after the davening at the Bay City. We'll stay there. All right?
Sure.
Or do you want to come here?
No, I think it's excellent to be there. And what time would we have a normal length here? So it would be done around noon?
Yes, because it's a fast day. To learn on a fast day is a very great thing. The only thing is I would be very pleased if we could have Gemaras there. Is that all right?
Sure.
Our Gemaras, yes.
I don't mind if I haven't got it.
There is one of those.
Is that all right?
Probably not. Is that all right?